Greetings from all of us gathered here in this square.
The ceremony began with lively music and dancing by young men and women from the Focolari movement, performing choreographies to symbolize their search for peace, while the Pope and the other religious leaders sat watching on the stage or filling the square below the lower basilica. One by one, Catholic, Orthodox, Lutheran, Sikh, Baptist, Muslim, Taoist, Buddhist, Shinto, Jewish, Reformed and non-believers stepped up to the microphone. They spoke of their hopes and dreams for peace and justice, for security and freedom, for solidarity and dialogue as the only ways to resolve tensions and conflicts between peoples and nations.
Ici à Assise, nous avons réfléchi ensemble sur la paix.
Мы обязуемся содействовать культуре дела.
We commit ourselves to defending the right of everyone to live.
אנו מתחייבים לבקש ממנהיגי האומות לעשות הכל.
Como humanistas agnósticos, en diálogo con los creyentes, nos comprometemos con todos los hombres de buena voluntad a la edificación.
We, as persons of different religious traditions, will tirelessly proclaim that peace and justice are inseparable.
Finally, Pope Benedict brought together that multi-faith, pluri-ethnic pledge with the words spoken from the heart by so many different pontiffs over the past century. Violence, never again. War, never again. Terrorism, never again.
Mai più violenza, mai più guerra, mai più terrorismo. In nome di Dio.
Young volunteers then moved slowly through the crowd, distributing small glass oil lamps with lighted wicks that participants struggled to keep alight, a powerful symbol of the struggle that so many of them face in their own countries to keep the voice of peace and justice alive and audible above the noise of oppression and conflict. A quarter of a century on, the context for this multi-faith meeting may have changed dramatically. Yet as the Pope, the bishops, the rabbis and imams turned to embrace each other at the conclusion of this encounter, it was quite clear that their commitment to combat violence, persecution and indifference to the plight of the poor was as vivid and strong as ever before. After a final moment of prayer in the crypt at the tomb of the saint, revered throughout the world as a pioneer of peace and interfaith dialogue, the delegates set off down the hill for the train ride back to Rome. This colourful pilgrimage to the city of St. Francis may be over, but for these men and women, the journey to promote his message of God's love for all people and all of creation continues with ever greater urgency. In Assisi, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.